Trust your path. Trust your soul. Trust your inner guidance. Trust your inner being, who knows your desires. Relax, make yourself comfortable, and spend a little bit of time with yourself, listening to my voice, to trust the process. Trust that your life is not only made of struggle, that everything you come across in your life is in the right direction. Your inner being knows exactly your desires, and everything that comes across you, your path, the joys and the difficulties, are here for making you align more and more with who you are deeply. It is here for you to align with who you are. There is no right and wrong way. You're not doing anything wrong. You are here to experience, and you are here to align with your higher self, to express yourself at its full potential. So trust the path. Trust your inner callings. Trust your dreams that knock at the door day after day. If your dreams come knocking at your door very often, trust that they are here for something special. It is time for you to align, to answer the calling, to expand your energy, to expand your being, to expand your love for you and for the world. You are a vibrational being doing a human experience. There is a lot of love and a lot of power of creativity and creation available for you now. Your dreams are not weird, are not crazy. Your dreams are your dreams. They are inspired by your inner being. All you have to do to answer the calling is to focus on how you feel. When you have to make choices, for example, feel number one choice, feel number two choice, and see which choice makes you feel good, feel better. This is our job on earth. To be more and more aware of how we feel, because that is our inner guidance system. And it is available for us every second. The thing is, we spend too much time out of alignment and not feeling good, feeling unworthy, feeling frustrated, sad or depressed or angry. And that's okay, because these feelings are there for a reason. Their job is to show us the path for more clarity. They give us clarity. It is our inner guidance system. Feelings, emotions are there to guide us. But we've been off track too much, following the survival patterns. But that's okay, because now you know. And in this moment, you can create new patterns with new beliefs, with new thoughts and new feelings, and therefore increase your vibration to match your desires. We are made for expansion. We are made for not just okay, but we are made for magnificence. We're not made just for okay and fine. No, we are made for greatness, for expansion, for infinite possibilities, for great flow of life, for great vibration, not for just okay, fine, good. We are made for expansion. And so, through all the uncomfortable situations we sometimes go through, we get more clarity on what we want and what we don't want. So let's stop focusing on what is missing and on what has to be fixed, because in reality there is nothing missing and there is nothing to be fixed. Because we are a vibrational being, we are in co-creation with the Source. We are love. We are worthiness. We are abundance, peace, joy. That is the core of what we are. The only thing we have to do is focus on feeling good, on feeling better, and to amplify that feeling. And with this focus, we will increase our vibration and attract better situations. And with that increased vibration, we will get to align more and more to our inner being, who knows what we want and who knows what we came here to experiment. So the path is to seek joy, well-being, and that is how we will move forward to our desires. There is no, well, I'm going to try to do this, I hate it, but then I'll get that at the end. No, there is, on the journey, along the way, trying to focus on what feels really good and better and amplifying that feeling so that we can see and know the path. That is how our inner being will guide us to what we desire most. And of course, we will come across resistance because we have thoughts and beliefs, patterns, old patterns that are there since our childhood. But we can today, right now, learn new patterns and amplify them. We can learn today to focus on how we feel and learn to respect us much more and learn to love us ourselves much more. That is the path to manifest our greatest desires. We don't have a map in front of our eyes. The only map we can have is to follow the way of how we feel. That is the map. That is empowerment. And that is being a vibrational match to what we want, what we desire. That is the journey, and that is the beauty and the power of the journey. So today I invite you to stop looking at what is stuck right now in your life, to stop looking at what is in front of you, surrounding you in front of your eyes in your life right now, because that is not what you want. You want more. You want better. You want beauty. You want to feel freedom. You want to feel loved. You want to feel eagerness. You want to feel confidence. You want to feel fun. Who said you had to struggle? Now today, you can change your patterns little by teaching your whole self, body, mind, soul, to unite, to align, and to feel the path for yourself by feeling good and better. Teach yourself to be aware of how you feel and how you feel is in your body. It's the result of your beliefs, your thoughts. So take your attention off of what is and of what you don't want. It doesn't mean ignoring it completely. You can take note and say, okay, this is what I'm going through and I don't like it. Okay, I note that. Now what do I like? What do I want? And invite yourself day after day to look beyond what is, to focus on expansion, to focus on well-being, to focus on your desires rather than focus on the stuckness, the difficulties, and things that don't serve you. So uplift yourself, look beyond. And what will guide you is the way of how you feel. There is so much power behind this, behind these words, behind your feelings. Trust the path. Trust that you are guided. Trust the process. And do your job to focus and to be aware of how you feel. The more you relax, the more you feel good, the more your vibration will uplift itself. Your vibration will increase, and expansion will, now or then, come into material world and manifest for you. Trust the process. Trust the energy. And commit to feel good every single day. At least more and more than you have ever had before. If your mind says, well, that's impossible, stop it right now. And don't worry, there will be contrast in your life. But what you can do is increase the moments of high vibration by feeling the way you feel. And that you can do. And that is easy to do. It is an invitation to feel good. And that you can do starting right now. And every day you will remember and remember again and cultivate that new feeling, those new patterns that will serve you. And you will feel more eagerness, more life, more love, and things will start to come rushing into your life to be manifested. Trust yourself. You have the power. You have the inner guidance to do this. You can do it. Trust the love. Trust your inner being. Trust the universe. Trust abundance, love, light, inner guidance. And feel good.